It has been so long. December 28th was the last time I uploaded a podcast. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing to think about. But we came back. I can't be too hard on myself, just like you shouldn't be too hard on yourself. Find time to create whenever you can. So I thought, since it's been so long, you know, it's been like four months, almost five. Since it's been almost 5 months since the last podcast, I'm sure you're probably thinking to yourself, Frisk, what have you learned? What have you learned that you could share in the Creator's Toolkit with the rest of us that would benefit all creators in those 5 months? Because let me tell you, I'm learning every single day, every single week, every single month, and I know you are too. I don't claim to know it all, but I, you know, want to be able to share everything that I learn with you guys throughout the year. So, I mean, in this podcast, we're going to talk about five critical things that I've learned since December, since I started this podcast. So for the first one, it's a real interesting one. People don't want to work with people that add to their problems. I mean, think about that. If your life's already so stressful, it's already, you know, difficult and challenging. You have a lot of things going on. And if people are coming to the table and they're adding more problems, more stress, most likely those aren't going to be the people that want to be around you. So this is one thing that I've tried to make a major shift on, just being a creator, being a person in general. I've tried to limit and avoid trying to bring problems to other people to solve, but rather being the problem solver myself. And I think that I've seen a great impact from that in just my, you know, my, the feeling of my accomplishments. And I want you guys to feel the same way, because when you get that problem solving attitude, your default isn't to run and go talk to somebody else. It's rather to really sit down, deconstruct, listen, learn, and trying to find a way to get over the hurdle that you have. So let's talk about some of the problems that I've had, you know, in these last few months. A few are work-related, of course, but the ones that are creator-related have all dealt with just creative block, where I felt like I didn't know what to do next, or I didn't know what type of thing to create. And there's another little nugget later here I want to tell you guys about. It's one of the other five critical things, but I'll hit on it now. That I started to kind of lose motivation because I didn't, you know, wasn't really feeling like I knew what the path was, because the path seemed to veer every single day. And so that was a big problem for me. It was holding me back from getting to me where I wanted to go. So I put, you know, my mind to it, and I thought about how can I solve this problem. Did a ton of research, did a ton of talking to other creators and friends, even talking to my wife. She's really good at being able to boil it down to the single element. And I eventually found out what the issue was. We're not going to talk about what exactly that is now, but we'll talk more about it specifically later in this podcast. So the second one, when you prioritize process over execution, you fail. I know it gets really difficult to get wrapped up in planning and talking about what you want to do and thinking about what you're going to do and what you're going to do. But if you never actually do it, it doesn't even matter. If you prioritize thinking about what you're going to do and not doing what you're going to do, you will fail. And that's something that I've noticed quite time and time again. I've actually been thinking about making a certain style of video on Instagram and a certain style of, you know, video on YouTube, and I still haven't done it. I've made a couple pilots and they've gone over really well. And I keep saying to myself, I'm going to make these eventually. This is a great idea. I'm going to do it. But I feel like I'm like almost waiting for someone else to do it. And then when I see them do it and it becomes really successful, I'm going to be like, oh, that was my idea. Like, I was going to do that. That should be my success. But I'm just being pathetic about it. I got to shift my prioritization and just start doing, you know, because you can learn process over time. You can get ideas over time. But if you're not doing anything, you're just talking about it, thinking about it, well, then how are you actually going to reach your goals? So it's a balance, of course. You don't want to just be cowboy, run and gun, shoot from the hip on everything. But there is a time for process and ideation, and there's a time for execution. Now, number three, don't wait. If you have ideas, act on them before anyone else does. So that's a close link to the second one we talked about. If you prioritize process over execution, you fail. And it's a similar. Don't wait. If you have an idea, just go do it. If something comes to your mind and you think it's worthwhile, just do it. That's what I'm talking about right here. I woke up this morning and was taking care of my daughter, talking to my wife. And they went to the gym early and I had a little bit of extra time before I go to work. And I was like, what do I do with this time? And I was like, well, I could watch TV. I could watch some YouTube. I could go lay down for a little bit, take a nap. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, I've been talking about bringing this podcast back. And yesterday, I was talking to a colleague, member of the team, and she reminded me of the podcast. And I was talking to another creator, and he reminded me, he said, when's the podcast coming back? When's the vlogs, the video journals coming back? And at that moment, I'm thinking to myself, like, those are two things I just did. I had no real plan about the podcast, no real plan about the video journals, but it was just a way to for me to show up for an hour a day and just make something, to be able to get things off my chest and to talk about it. And so I got to take my own advice here too. Don't wait. If you have those ideas, just act on them. So for number four, this one's probably this list isn't any priority, just the way that I thought about them, but this might be the number one. Story still trumps everything. If you're a creator and you feel like you can't tell a good story, well, then that's your number one priority to solve, to fix. Because story is everything. You know, I was talking with a colleague of mine, and we were talking specifically about Casey Neistat. And everyone was kind of wondering, like, what makes Casey, like, so good? And he'll talk a lot about, you know, stories. And he'll talk about how important they are, you know, for what he creates. And I don't think people fully know what he means by story. Like, they think novel. They think, like, written, like, novel, like a script. But it can be boiled down to its greatest element. And so when I talk about story is everything, its context is everything. Story is creating context for the listener, for the viewer. So I'll give you an example. This is what my colleague, a member of the team, were talking about, Casey, the other day. We're looking at the Make It Count video. And in that video, if you honestly start about a minute in and just watch it, all you see is a guy going to a bunch of spots all over the world, throwing some quotes up on the screen, and he's really just kind of showing all these places he's going. And sure, it's cool to see him all in these different places, but I don't think that's what made that viral at all. What made it viral is the story. The story that he took the $14,000 from Nike, disobeyed what they asked him to do, and did what he wanted to do anyways. Because that's what he believed was to make it count. And like, that is such powerful context to a bunch of just seemingly random vlog shots around the world. And I want you guys to think about this too. There was nowhere on camera where he said that. He didn't look into the barrel of the camera and said, you know, sorry, Nike, blah, 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 blah. What he did was something amazing, and I want you guys all to think about this. He used a 5-second text scroll like you would see in Star Wars, where he just wrote a short paragraph adding the context, adding the story to what you're about to see. So it starts out, he slides in the Make It Count wristband, opens it up, puts it on, goes outside, runs to the right, and then this text feed scrolls up. And it says, Nike asked me to make a video on how to make it count. They gave me $14,000 to make this. Instead of making their movie, I use that to fly around the world to make my movie. That is all he did to add a tremendous amount of context. And that context is what made that story viral. That's what gave so much weight to that video. And so I want you guys to think about it. When you guys are creating content, creating stories, it doesn't always have to be on camera, story throughout. but tell the unique, honest truth behind the story of whatever you're making. All right, so for the fifth one, the number five of the most critical things I've learned since December. Motivation doesn't come from something or someone. It comes from within. You have to know yourself better than anyone and know how to motivate yourself. So I talked about motivation earlier, talked about how I even lost some motivation. And I kept watching YouTube videos and trying to watch other vlogs and videos and talk to people around me, hoping I would get motivated from that. But I just didn't. And because I wasn't, I stopped making. I stopped doing this podcast. I stopped making videos. And that's was been really tough for me because I, you know, like to make that stuff. I've been making some videos, but not the ones I want, not the video journals, not the podcast that, you know, that I've always wanted to keep continuing doing every day and build and build and build. And so what you got to do is you got to know yourself better than anyone and think, what motivates me? Where have you seen yourself get really excited about something and then go do without question? Or when there's times when you've reacted to something negatively and you've lost motivation. Anytime that stuff happens, write it down in a notebook. You know, take note and then think about those as triggers. Those are triggers, you know, for your motivation. So I found out for me, it's listening to music. And not just any music, a certain kind of music. And even then, it's watching the music videos of that music. I found that by doing that, I get a random sense of motivation. I feel like I want to go run through a wall and go do. It's almost like it inspires me so much. Seeing these artists tell such a natural, honest truth that's, you know, honestly like things you've never seen before. And I'll kind of talk about where my recent motivation came from. You know, Toro y Moi is one of my favorite artists. And he put out a full-length, basically listening video of his entire album from one end to the other. But it wasn't just like a lyric video. It wasn't just like, you know, just the audio file. What he actually did is he produced a one-take, seamless shot for an hour that covered his entire day. It's almost like nonstop, a person with a camera followed him to the beach, in his car, to his friend's house, to all these different places. And like I was watching that and I was like, man, this is so cool and creative and different. Like something I've never seen before. I want to do stuff like that. Like I want to make things that people have never seen before, but I know I can't fully do that right now. And I've got a long ways to go to get there. But this podcast, these other channels that I'm making videos on, they are a path to get there. So that's been the motivation for me, and I will continue to remember that always, and I hope you guys can find your motivation too. So that's the five most critical things I've learned. I mean, shout at, you know, me on Twitter, you know, at Marcus Frisky, or at Marcus Frisky on Instagram, or at Marcus Frisky on YouTube. And just let me know. I'd love to hear in any of those locations or comments what you guys think. Did these resonate for you? Are these helpful? And is there other topics you'd like me to talk about? So thanks so much for listening to this one. Until the next one, we'll see ya. Peace.